On Dragon's Breath, we're going to be talking about audience etiquette at the previous performances. We are also going to be talking about the coin wars and who the students want to be duct taped to the wall. We will also be talking about the Cream of Clapton art show. Today, we're going to be talking about performance etiquette. I am here with Carter, Maddie, and Austin.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Maddie, for the Murder Mystery Fairy Tale reunion show, what do you think could have been done about the behavior?
I think the teachers could have watched the kids a little bit more, and the audience could have stopped laughing sometimes.
Mm. Do you think that the performance by the audience was very poor?
Yes. I think they shouldn't have laughed so much, because they laughed, and that's okay to laugh, but then they kept laughing, and the people on stage couldn't really hear themselves.
Austin, how did you feel on stage with the audience before?
Well, at some points it was hard, because when you're trying to say your lines, after sometimes it gets harder to remember after a period of time, because you have to use knowing the line before you help base off your next line. So having a lot of laughter for long periods of time affected how my memory of my lines went at some points, but I ended up remembering them at the time.
Carter, how did you feel the audience performed during the American Tapestry performance that you were in?
It depended on if it was the day or night performance.
The day performance. How did the students behave?
Most of them were fine. It's just some of them were, when we sort of went to get a little loud, they kept covering their ears and they were kind of being a little obnoxious.
How did you feel during the dance portion of the performance?
I thought they acted wonderfully.
Austin, what do you think could have been done to make it more enjoyable for everyone?
For which concert?
Oh, for yours.
Okay, so my opinion is some people really didn't understand that when you're on stage, it's hard for you to concentrate when you have yelling coming at you. Like one time I was drinking my water, supposedly. There's this little boy who yelled, "He's not drinking his water!" It's kind of devastating to feel that way, and I'm not that good enough to look like I'm actually drinking the water, though.
So. That must have really distracted you during.
It did distract, but it was at some points it was motivating sometimes with the laughter and clapping. It was at some points it was good, and also some points it felt a different way to you.
Maddie, which performance behavior do you think was better, the American Tapestry or the Murder Mystery Fairy Tale Reunion?
I think definitely the Tapestry one, because the Murder Mystery, when the two people pretend they were in love, everybody kept laughing and yelling and all that. That was going on.
Mm-hmm. And that's just acting, yeah. And that's how the script goes. How would you feel on stage, Maddie?
Sometimes I get a little shy, but I do like acting, so I would feel excited.
How would you feel on stage if everybody was yelling and screaming and...
It would kind of distract me, like Austin said, but I would try to concentrate on the script and what's supposed to be happening.
Today we're going to be talking about the coin wars and who do you want to be duct taped to the wall. I am here with Liam Tadeo and Dennis. Dennis, who do you want to be duct taped to the wall?
Well, I want to duct tape Mr. Bauer to the wall really badly.
What position would you put Mr. Bauer in?
Upside down.
Tao, if the fourth grade chose Miss Anderson, what position would you put her in?
A ballet pose.
Liam, I understand that you're sort of an artist. What would you do to Mr. Allred?
I was thinking that since he looks a lot like Harry Potter, I was going to bring my fake broomstick and put it under him with a fake wand in his hand as well.
Dennis, do you think that Mr. Rowe will break free if we put him on the wall?
I'm not sure. It depends on how strong he is. And if he can, then it would be a bummer for everybody.
Okay. The word around fourth grade is that everybody wants to see Miss Camper duct taped to the wall and her throw sort of a fit. Liam, would you like to see that?
I think it would be funny, but now fourth grade, we've decided that we wanted Miss Lisa in first grade. It just started this afternoon because their grade is ahead of fourth grade by a couple hundred points. Mm. So that's why we kind of want to win and duct tape her.
Tao, who do you have in mind for duct taping?
I'd have to go with Liam, with Mr. Allred. I like how much he looks like Harry Potter.
What would you do to him?
I would tape him to the wall in a painting position, I guess.
Dennis, would you duct tape a smile to Mr. Bauer's face?
Yes. Because Mr. Bauer usually seems grumpy, And that's always a bummer because he doesn't do that much fun stuff. And so putting a smile on his face would be very fun because he never does it.
How would you put the smile on his face?
I'm not sure. I think him a really big one.
Hmm. On Thursday, March 23rd, the rock band will put on their annual rock show, Cream of Clapton. This year, there will be an art show. Lily Sharp in 7th grade is going to be talking about it with us. Lily?
Hey.
I'm here with Liam, Lily, and Austin. Lily, can you describe the art project that you're putting together?
Yes. We are going to have hanging cans filled with paint that have holes around the sides of them in order to spill paint onto our canvas.
Do you feel like you kind of know what it's going to turn out to be?
Yeah, we had a plan A and it didn't work out so well, so we had to kind of tweak it. But as of right now, we think we have a pretty good idea.
Austin, do you have anything to
say? Well, I have a question. What if the paint doesn't turn out how it's supposed to be?
Well, then I guess we're just going to have to come up with a plan C. We're not really that far yet. We weren't really expecting to even have plan B, but we'll figure something out.
So how come plan A didn't work?
We realized that there wasn't enough force. We are using a fan to blow the cans so that the paint will actually spill out of them. But there was not enough force from the cans, and we had to add some extra holes for the paint to come out of.
Who is we?
Me and Morelli Hernandez.
Is she like a big part of this as much as you are?
Yeah, I feel like we kind of have equal parts in this project.
Has Mr. Allred been like really like hard on you guys trying to like make sure that you get it, or really easy and relaxed?
He's kind of given us a lot of freedom with this project. He gave us the main idea of sound and color, and then from there we could just take it and do whatever we wanted pretty much.
Has it been stressful or actually pretty laid back?
Well, at first we were pretty calm about it, and then it didn't go the way we wanted it to, so then it became a little stressful, but now it's kind of settled down and we think it's going to be pretty great.
This year, like, are you excited? Have you done it before?
I have not done a project like this before. I'm in 7th grade, so this is my first year with majors and minors, and it's kind of new to me, so I'm just trying to figure things out still while we put this together.
Sound and color, will you be doing it while music plays?
We're not sure if we'll have music playing, but we think the cans might provide enough sound for it to be sound and color.
Do you guys have a name for the sound and color yet? Is it at the name actually sound and color, or is there another name for it?
There's not a specific name for our project. We're just kind of calling it sound and color.
Cool.
Are you going to be doing the art show while the performance is going on?
The art show is actually going to be before the performance. It will still be set up during the rock band performance, but the actual showing will be right before the rock band.
So are the cans going to spill paint right when you, like, for the art show, like, people will be able to see what happens, or is it going to already going to be painted with cans?
It should be spilling while people are walking around. We might have to stop it to fill it with more paint, but it should be going while people are walking.
Is the final project going to be like an abstract painting because of all like the random paint in different paint cans?
Yeah, we don't really have a plan as to how it's going to turn out. It's supposed to drip down, so it's going to be kind of abstract.
Austin, what are your thoughts on this?
Do you think that it'll end up turning like a gray, or do you think it'll make a color collage, or will it spread together, or will they stay in their own spots?
We have every other can a different color, or between two different colors, and some of it might blend together, but I think that it's liquidy enough, it'll be so thin that the board will kind of just absorb it and it won't mix as much.
You said that people were walking by. What do you mean people walking by? Will this be like happening while people are walking through the art show?
Yeah, the art show, we will all majors and minors will have their pieces set up, and people who get there early enough to come and see the show, there will be people, you know, they just do a walk around, you know, kind of look at everything.
Is it going to be a live, like, paint because people can walk and see it while it's happening, while it's being made?
Yeah.
Have you been practicing this while you're working on a theory for what you're going to do?
Kind of. We've done a few, like, test runs. It's kind of getting there, you know what I mean? We don't really want to change our project at this point because it's a little late. There have been some places where we've been, like, questioning whether to change it, but we're kind of just going with it and practicing and adding holes where there needs to be holes where paint can spill out. And
well, I'm excited to see it. That's for sure.
So am I.
Me too.
Thank you, Lily, for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Now we're going to talk about what's making us happy this week. Austin?
What's making me happy is that the USA beat Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic.
I'm happy that I started learning Fair Elise on the piano.
Next week, I'm able to share my song on this podcast, so I'm very excited about that.
What's making me happy this week is the fact that St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I am so excited for it.
What's making me happy today is that I just figured out that Miss Murray is a leprechaun.
What's making me happy this week is that I know I can be with my family on St. Patrick's Day.
What's making me happy this week is that a cat that we found just got home.
What's making me happy today is that tomorrow will be a day closer to spring break.
What's making me happy this week is that we're talking about getting a new puppy.
What's making me happy this week is that today is one day closer to Friday.
What's making me happy is the sentence coming up.
I would really like to thank everybody who participated in Dragon's Breath. Liam, Kira, Austin, Teo, Juliet, Dennis, Maddie, Kenna, Lily, and Carter. I'd really like to thank you guys for participating. I am your host, Michaela, and I hope that you will be listening in on Dragon's Breath next week.